Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Mike. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah, almost there.
I love it. Not that we're counting, huh?
Yeah. Well, I work mostly weekend. I was telling your tech there
that
we're a commercial industrial company, so a lot of our work has to be done nights and weekends, that type of thing.
That makes sense when the companies are
paint.
Closed.
Nobody wants to smell paint, right, Tina?
Yeah. Exactly.
Nope.
Yeah, I get it.
Let
yeah.
You in your own house.
Well, the nice thing about this program is, or the main benefit, I should say, for you is definitely in the exclusivity, meaning the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the nice thing is you already have a pretty nice website that's laid out very well. And you have, you know, a couple of directory listings. The problem is, and I don't know if Tara shared this with you or not, is just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to commercial painting contractor. So that tells me that there's a strong book of business in your backyard. But the problem is you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something
right.
That's going to put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Okay, so.
I've heard this one before. Yeah. I had a listing service for 2 years with a company that, you know, they were supposed to do the same thing. And I was, you know, waiting for the phone to ring. I got all these promises. And they said, no, you're going to be first page. And I paid the monthly rate. You know, it was deducted out of my checking account. I set up an auto pay on it and everything else. And after
yes.
2 years, and I saw the results, I wasn't very impressed. I was not. So I think you guys are selling pretty much the same thing. And you're using this, you know, oh, I see all these sheets are on. Just because people are clicking on their mouse or on their smartphone doesn't mean people are actually, you know, reaching out to a contractor and saying, hey, I need an estimate on this. They, you know, might just be reviewing a company. So if you take 1,000 of those hits you just now are discussing with me and you narrow them down to, you know, where people are actually going to, you know, that's minute. I mean, you might get 10 actual people physically getting an estimate out of all those clicks. I get clicks. I still get clicks. On my thing, I still get clicks on it, but that doesn't mean I'm getting, you know, people actually physically calling or leaving an email, so I can respond. I mean, I'm bidding stuff off of, you know, Plan Hub and other places, and I'm finding out there's, you know, 4, 5, and 6 bidders every time I'm going to bid on these jobs. It's just insane. You know, I don't know, you know, these guys just, everybody's shopping for pricing, and it's like, you know, I don't know how they can even stay in business because a lot of the jobs I've done in the last year and a half, the only reason we got the job is because we were the low bid and the job didn't really have a lot of meat in it. And there wasn't large profit margins on them. They were new construction
Thank you.
Jobs.
Yeah, no. Thank you for relaying all of that to me, Mike, because based on what you just told me, it sounds like you have a lot of experience with lead generation programs, meaning are you using Angie Leads or Home Advisor or Thumbtack or any of those lead pay-per-lead services?
Yeah, I'm on Angie.
Angie, okay.
I'm not.
That's how those
Home
particular
Advisor
programs...
Home Advisor is owned by Angie.
Yeah, they merged, but I say Home Advisor because some people that signed up with them back in the ancient days, they still refer to them as Home Advisor. But you're right, they did merge, and they're known as Angie Leads now. But the reason I ask you that is that's the other side of the coin. What that service does, because they're lead generation, is they'll sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing
exactly
about
it. Exactly right,
yep. And then there's people that are running all over town bidding on all this work, just like you told me, and then the only way they get the job is to undercut their pricing, and then they don't make a large profit on it, right? So how this program works is it tends to attract the luxury high-end clients that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, the only reason someone's going to Google for a commercial painter is if they have an actual need to hire you. Google calls that a micro moment. Putting Mastercraft and Associates in front of a potential client at the time that they need you. You see?
Right.
And the beauty of this program is it's so affordable. I want to touch real quickly on the fact that you worked with another listing service for 2 years and you didn't get results. So success on the internet, Mike, is all about working with the right company. So sometimes these listing services will call out to you, and in reality, they're two guys in a basement that try to do programming, or they're a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you ever need them, they're impossible to get a hold of. So what sets us apart is we're hand-selected by Google to have a premier partnership. And what that means, it's an elite status with Google. There's only 7 companies in the entire nation that has earned a premier partnership. We happen to be one of them. And what it means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you're also going to have that extra support staff available for your business. Okay. Now, with your promotion of the veteran holiday rate, it would actually allow me to reduce the pricing by 50%. And set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Mike, is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area. So we're talking Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, Merchant Circle, Manta. That's all a part of giving Mastercraft and Associates the most dominant internet presence locally.
I'm paying a fee for that too.
Okay, so you could probably eliminate that because we're going to handle that for you, right? Some people will even put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks through Angie Leads just so that they can allot some funds to try a program like this. And what they find is that this will blow the revenue out of the water out of anything they could get off of Angie Leads. And what happens is they end up not even having to buy leads anymore, because why would you if people are calling you directly off of Google, right? So the program also will include the mobile platform. And what that means is, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Everybody is.
Everybody is. Yep, I'm guilty of it too. So that's a different format.
Someone wants to work at home on a laptop or a computer system, you know.
Yeah.
My daughter's at home working on a computer all day.
I have a computer, a regular desktop, a laptop, and a tablet at home, but I can't tell you the last time I used any of them to search for something, because why would I? Because I can from my phone, right? Since that's a different format altogether, once we program you into Mastercraft and Associates into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now,
so
do you
saying that $299 is half off of what, $600?
Yeah, let me send you a link to our pricing page on a text message. because you have a weak internet presence, you need the platinum package. That's the one that's going to give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new business. That program typically sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Okay. And even at that, I mean, our goal is to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. So even at that pricing, we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. And that's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. And the beauty of this is it comes with a tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find
you.
That's
what TLS had. They had the same thing. They'd send me a report, and I'd click it and open it, and they'd see how many clicks I had. I had the same thing with them.
Well, here's the thing there. I want to let you know that we specialize in the exposure, making sure that we put Mastercraft and Associates in front of those clients that need you at the time they need you. But the second thing we specialize in is conversion. So we want to make sure that when a potential client sees your company up their mic, that they already have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you. So we're the best of the best of promoting your company. Mm-hmm. Reviews become visible as they start coming in. If you have any before and after photos or special certificates or anything like that that sets you apart, we're absolutely going to promote that for you on the first page. Because, again, we want to create that comfortability for a potential client to hire you even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. Right?
How many months before I can see any results? Because I know this takes more than, you know, a few weeks. This takes like months to try to get that first page.
Well, one thing that sets us apart as a premier partner to Google, and you're right, industry standard is 90 days. However, since we're a premier partner, we do it in only 30 to 45 days. In the interim, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, and those get up and running in as little as 2 weeks. So I always tell people, of course, you're going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you. Okay? And with that being said, Mike, I mean, since this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah. I mean, $400 is a pretty good size outlay up front. It just seems like a lot to have to, you know, put out that much just to get started with it. But I understand, you know, you guys got your costs on your end. You know, I understand, you know, it takes, you know, somebody, you know, so much time in a room to sit on a keyboard and, you know, do the work. So.
Yeah, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours.
Is that the best you can do?
Well, you know what? Since you're being very honest with me, I can actually explain your situation to my supervisor and let them know that the $398 is a stretch on the budget today. And see if they would allow me.
The supervisor.
I'm the technician in the department that handles pricing from your area. So I'm a pricing specialist. Yeah, but I'm not the supervisor of the corporation. But what I'm thinking, I had to do.
Name your company Splash?
LocalSplash.com. And just so you know, we've been in business for 17 years, and we have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. And we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. So I hope that that will elevate your comfort level too, knowing that, you know, tens of thousands of business owners renew with this program month after month after month after month.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely not renewing because they have to, because nobody signed a contract, right? They're renewing because the program's working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business.
Well, I got enough of my ad budget right now. I could probably fit it in, but I'm going to forego some other things right now. So You know, because I usually do a print ad right about now, just before the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah, I mail out, you know, several thousand postcards, full-color postcards to, you know, my existing customers that I have, and then also to some other, you know, areas that my printer has in his database that, you know, we've consistently mailed out and usually got, you know, pretty good feedback. Management companies, you know, and they tend to do a lot of work for the owners. And I prefer working for owners because you got to work for these builders.
Yeah.
They just play with money, man. They just take your money and they tie it up and you got to wait for payments and draws and final pays on jobs. It just gets to be really aggravating. And, I got most of my history is always working with owners, whether it was big Fortune 500 companies or just mom and pops. I've always, you know, I always prided myself on being able to work with owners, either get money up front from some of them or have a payment schedule. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with my budget. You know, I just got so much I can spend, you know, going into the end of the year here. And I'd like this because it's a write-off, you know, advertising. You know, I can write a lot of it off. But, you know, I just got to see what I got available to be able to do that. And, you know, I'll spend a lot on print ads. You know, I know that I might get two or three leads out of it, but sometimes those two or three leads could be anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000 projects. So it pays 10, 20, 50 times over what I've invested in it. If I just get that many leads out of, you know, 5,000 mailers, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So it brings the return. Worth it.
Yeah. They'll take the postcard and they'll throw it in the trash if it's nothing, you know. But I do a full color postcard, so that jumps the price up. I pay for the sorting, the mailing, and everything else. That's all included. The printer charges for all that. So, you know, that one postcard costed me a pretty penny to mail out, you know. But it's got my website on there. It's got, you know, my email address, you know. People need to.
So here's what I think I can do. I don't want you to have to use your whole budget and eliminate that because it's a successful campaign for you. I had to do this once before, Mike, and I got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. So if I could get this approved for you, it would reduce your monthly fee to $249, and it would reduce your setup fee to only $49. So if I could do that, it will save you $100 today. Plus, it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. So
are you talking about the platinum one, though? The same one?
Yep, that's for the platinum. I would still give you the platinum package. So should you decide to move forward, once I get this approved, you'll get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the platinum package, but you're only paying the friends and family rate of $249 monthly. And I'm sure that's a little bit more doable for you, right?
If you can do that, that's pretty much gonna push me over, you know, into going ahead and signing up with it.
Oh, I'm so glad, because you know what, Mike, with all the money that you're spending on these other programs, I know that you're absolutely gonna love this program and it'll save you so much down the road. So
to revamp that website too, so I'd like to be able to, you know, when people are searching, I'd like that when they click on the website and they go to it, I want something that's really going to knock your socks off. And right now, that one that I got now, I know you complimented me on it, and I appreciate that, but it's pretty lame. You know, I've compared it to some other contractors, and, you know, the amount of pages, the amount of information on it, I mean, it's pretty lame. But for now, it's what I got, and, you know, what I've had you know, some issues here in the last couple of years with my health and my wife's health, hip surgery on her end. I had arm surgery on mine. So that put us behind her about a year. I wasn't able to really do much of anything. When I did go back to work, you know, I went back to work on a large project and COVID shut it down. It was non-essential. So that shut it down for 2 months. Started back up, and my wife's hip went out. She had to have hip surgery. So I'm trying to get my work job done. I'm trying to, you know, so I had to leave the job to guys, had to give a guy a bump in pay to run the job. more than he normally would have. And, you know, it ended up costing me, you know, a lot of money.
A lot of money,
but that's what happens when you, I'm not young. I'm 63 years old. I'll be 64 in a month.
Wow. And you're still out there painting. That's so amazing. Good for you. Yeah, that's really, I was going to say, if it wasn't for your wife's hip surgery and the COVID hitting, you and your wife would probably be sitting on an island somewhere in Tahiti with a little umbrella in your drink right now, huh?
I kind of doubt that, but you know what? I'd like to think that someday just retire to a little cozy cabin up in the Northwoods, because we got a kid that moved up north and in Michigan here, and she's wanting to have children. She's our youngest daughter, and you know, she's hoping, but we're like going, why did you move so far away? You know?
Yeah.
She got this job.
Oh my
goodness. She's in law enforcement, my youngest, and she got this job and she didn't want to turn it down. So I don't know where we're going.
So your goal is to go up to the Northwoods when you retire one day. You're going to go up and be closer to her. So when the grandbabies come,
we'd like to have a place. We'd like to have a place up there.
Oh, that's nice.
You can get a lot of property in a decent house for a cheap way up there in the UP. I don't know if you know what the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is. But it's
my brother went to college up there. He went to college for 2 years in SUMI College and 2 years in Northern Michigan. And we felt the same way. We thought, he's crazy. He could go anywhere in the nation he wants. What is he doing up there? But he loved it.
And if so, did he get the – and you know what? My daughter went there for the open house before she attended Ferris. But she went to the open house at Northern Michigan, and then the guy goes, oh, by the way, our Christmas break is 5 weeks long. I was like, what?
Oh, wow. Well, I remember pictures of his dorm room. It was a two-story dorm room, and his was on the first floor, but you couldn't even see the first floor during the winter. It would just look like a one-story building.
Right.
and they had snow 4 to 6 weeks before the rest of the country. Do they already have snow now up there?
Right.
Yep, I figured.
They did get a lot not too long ago. I think it might have melted.
Well, thank goodness your wife got the hip replacement, because once you get up there, I'm sure you're going to be doing a lot of sledding and with the grandkids one day. And so it's a good thing she had that done now.
I've got 6 grandkids already.
Wow. Oh, bless your heart. That's so great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, man. I tell you, it's, you know.
Well, let's get everything going for you, Mike.
Okay.
Tell me real quickly, what is your last name?
Prey. 4 letters. Prey.
Okay. Prey. I bet everybody tries to put Pray, right?
And then...
I see on your website this email, bestpainter58@gmail.com. Is this the one you want me to use for your confirmation email?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, for the listing on Google, you want to keep it with this phone number, right? 586-215-3158?
Yeah, it's worked for quite a while. I had a different line, a landline, when I had an office down in that. The city in Royal Oak, I had a small office down there for a long time, because when my brother moved out of Michigan to North Carolina, he kind of let me have the phone number, but not the name of the company, but I kept the phone number. And he had quite a few old clients from the late 70s all through the 80s, and in 92 when he left, I kept that phone number for about 10 years. And then,
how smart. I was
getting calls from people that were, you know, old customers, and I said, you remember me when I went to get, yeah. And it would be like some of these jobs were 10, 12-year-old jobs that people were calling up wanting to redone again, you know. They're either the interior of their plant or their offices or something, you know. So it helped doing that, but after that kind of wore off, and I couldn't get the number in the exchange up here where I moved to, because I moved like 30 miles north of there in a little rural area called Leonard, Michigan. It's a real rural area up here.
Oh, I
that
see. Okay.
Wouldn't work in the local thing, so I closed that office down because I just didn't want to keep paying rent on it. So I ended up having that number forwarded, and then they said they could no longer forward it. Maritech at the time, And I just let the number go. And I had an 800 number for a while. And then I just let that one go. And then I just kept this number. This is my cell number going back all the way to like 1991.
Oh, yeah. So you need to keep that number. No problem. So question, is there a secondary line for internal purposes in case we needed to reach out to you, or would everything go through this main number?
Well, I have a fax line, but that never gets answered. That just goes into a fax machine, which is never getting faxed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we don't need to put that or send fax. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, faxes, I think, have become obsolete because nowadays everything is DocuSign. It's going through because, you know, I have friends that are realtors and in mortgage companies, and they're like, back in the day, we used to have let our clients loan a fax machine if they didn't have one so we could send documents back and forth for signing. And they're like, we don't have to do that anymore because it's everything electronic now. So I got the rate approved, and I want to read to you. My supervisor, he responded, and it was kind of neat. He said, go ahead and enroll this client in your friends and family pricing. Get everything going for $298 out the door. And he said to wish you a very profitable year. So that $49 setup fee will go just on the first payment only, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, and then is it the East Leonard Road for the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, that's the correct address.
Correct. Okay, and then
it's East Leonard.
Yep, that's what I have. 1511 East Leonard, and it's 48367.
Yeah, but actually, you could put Lakeville, Michigan, because Leonard, a lot of times, that post office, it doesn't receive, you know, the mail doesn't go through there; it goes through Lakeville. But
Lakeville.
Technically,
okay.
My address is Leonard. Lakeville or Leonard works. I've gotten mail. I get mail with both of them on there. Same zip.
So since you're getting mail at Lakeville, I'll put it on there, but I want to let you know I'm going to have Google. Well, we might not need to go through this step since you already have a Google listing, but since the other company created it, we might send you another PIN verification code from Google. So let your wife know also, if a new one is necessary, it will be there within 5 to 10 days. So just kind of keep your eye out for that. And then, did you want to use a Visa, MasterCard? What works best?
MasterCard.
Okay, and then the card number?
My business name, and then my name is 5572-6800-7014.
Okay.
6283.
Okay, expiration?
0324.
And the code on the back?
971.
Okay. And you said it's a business card, so how does your name actually read on the card?
It's under the business name. It says Mastercraft Associate, and then under that it says Michael Prey.
Okay. No middle name or initial, right?
Oh, gosh. I don't have it in front of me. I'm just going off memory.
Okay, I'll just leave it at Michael Prey. If it glitches, it'll tell me, but I think it'll be okay. Okay,
yeah,
okay. No problem. So what I'm going to do right now, Mike, is go through a voice verification recording, and what that will do is outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. And what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mastercraft and Associates, LLC.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Michael Prey, Agent Owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 10th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so now I have, oh, give me a second here. It says that I have an error on the card. It's that the expiration was not correct. So what's the expiration again?
Hold on, let me grab the card so I got it right in front of me, Tina. Hold on.
No problem, Michael.
Zero 3 2 4.
And the code on the back?
971.
That's what I have. Is there a possibility
the
5572? Let me put it in again. 5572.
6800.
6800.
7014.
Okay.
6382. I think I told you 6283 if that's the wrong last four.
Maybe that's what it was. Okay, maybe. Let's try it this way.
Let's try it.
Sometimes I say computers have a mind of their own, and sometimes it's a user error, you know? So let's see if it goes through now. Now, Mike, the client interview, when my technician calls you later today, it'll take about 20 minutes. I have an appointment coming up at 1 o'clock, 10, 11, 1 o'clock your time, or we could do 6 o'clock this evening. What would work best?
1 o'clock's fine.
We're almost at the 1 o'clock, so I got to grab that real quick before they do. And then lastly, because I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up down the road. So, did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you click on the link in there, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Scroll down.
Scroll down to the bottom. Put your name in, and you'll have to do Michael instead of Mike since that's the way it read on the card.
Right.
And there's a little box that you have to check to show above the line that you're authorized on the account. Once you hit confirm signature, it will take you to a page that asks you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in, okay?
I see. Okay, that username.
Oh, good. So that means it went through. Okay. And then lastly, I'm going to try to get off the phone quickly just so that they can prepare for the 1 o'clock appointment that's coming up. I just blocked out a whole hour for you from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern. And that's just in case their prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within this next hour coming up. And then, lastly, do you offer, or do you own the domain for your website, or did the other company purchase that for you?
No, I own that.
You own that. Okay. Because the reason I ask is that typically if somebody has a site that they're happy with, we won't touch it in any way, shape, or form. We'll just attach it to the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page. But if you ever decide to convert that domain that you own over to one of our sites, I'll have the technician give you some options for that when they call you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. I'm so glad that it worked out. Like I said before, I know that you're absolutely going to love this. So have a very profitable year and have a nice rest of your week too, okay?
You do the same, Tina. Enjoy the holidays.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You as well. Oh, and I forgot to ask you, do you already have a Facebook page for your business?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yep. Perfect. I'm going to put that in the notes because we'll run some Facebook ads too to get you up and running quicker. Okay, so you're all good to go, Mr. Mike. Have a very, very profitable year, and then stand by. My technician will call you shortly.
Will do. Thanks, Tina. Take care.
You're welcome. You take care as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.